Hi, Elise Dewsbury here from New Musicals Inc. with another episode of How to Get No Feedback from Elise. So I've been talking about activating dialogue and songs to make sure that we're getting more than just statement of fact, but we are getting actual forward-moving action, character development, and setup of plot and that sort of thing. And I've been talking about dialogue and I've been talking about songs. I want to talk for a moment this month about the moment after the song. One of the most important things to me about a musical is that in a musical, the songs are doing a great deal of the emotional work. That's the reason we people break into song is when things get the most emotional, there's the most tension, there's conflict, there's a decision to be made. There's a discovery. There's something active is happening, and it's happening in song. Now, what that means is, I think that the moment that all of that should be completed by the end of the song, and we should be moving on after the song to a new beat. So I find oftentimes people will write a song, and then the last few lines that happen when the song is over are still emotionally part of the song. So the song was all about, we need to make a decision. Are we going to work together on this? And then the song ends and they say, yes, we're going to work together on this. Let's go and do it. And that happens after the song is over. Sometimes it's just a line or two. Sometimes it's a handful of lines or a half a page of dialogue that to me feel like they're still part of the emotional beat of the song. So I would encourage you to think about the fact that the song really needs to do the work. So the work should be done by the end of the song, and we should be ready to move on to a new beat. So if there's something that needs to be dealt with via dialogue, a line or two of dialogue that isn't going to be part of the lyric, then I would encourage you to look at the end of the song and see if there's a spot right before the final chord. It could be when the song is done, but before the button of the song. It could be before the final A section starts. It could be just before one line before the end of the song, wherever it might look like it fits, I would encourage you to open up that moment musically and underscore it, keep the song going, and put those couple of lines in dialogue there, and then finish up the song rather than wait. Because what happens, obviously, on stage is we as an audience are enjoying the song and it's going along really well, and then it's over and we applaud, and then the beat continues, and it's very difficult to get back into the emotion of that moment when we've already gone past the applause moment. So I would really encourage you to make sure that the song has done all the work that it needs to do, and when the song is over, we are ready to move on to a new emotional beat. So that is the moment after the song. So take a look always. I can talk. In a future vlog, I'll talk about the moment before the song, because I feel the same way. I feel like you don't want to. Well, I'll talk about it now. I'm in it. I think since the song is going to do the work, you want to make sure that the dialogue prior to the song hasn't already done the work, and then the song just swims in that moment. So, are we going to work together? Yes, we are. Let's sing a song about how we're working together. To me, that means that the song didn't do the work. The song is just swimming in the same emotional moment that was set up by the dialogue prior to the song. So again, I would encourage you to think, are we going to work together or not? Let's sing a song in which at some point or another we decide, yes, we are, and then let's wrap that up and move on. So I think it's really, really important to be thinking about both the moment before the song and the moment after the song to make sure that the song is doing the work. So don't let the work of the song happen before it even starts, and don't keep it going after the song is over. Let the song do the work. That's the topic of today's vlog. I hope you're going to take that to heart and go and take a look at the moment before and after all of your songs and make sure you're letting the song do the work. Thanks, and toodaloo.